KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly cloudy and breezy today, a high near 74. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. One person suffered what were described as minor injuries during an accident late Friday night on Interstate 80 in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle went into the median at about the 59.5-mile marker at around 10:30 p.m. According to authorities at the scene, a woman in the vehicle suffered from abdominal pain, possibly the result of a seatbelt. She was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. No other details are currently available. A man from Minnesota was transported to a hospital in Council Bluffs following a single vehicle accident Friday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 40-year-old Scott D. Curling of Northfield, Minnesota, was traveling east on Interstate 80 near Underwood at around 2 p.m. when his 2015 Ford F-350 pickup left the road and entered the east ditch and ended up in a ravine before coming to rest. Curling was transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital. The patrol says a medical condition may have caused the accident. Pott County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. A man from Nebraska was arrested early this morning on eluding, drug, and other charges in Fremont County. The Sheriff's Department says deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit attempted to stop a 2001 Dodge Ram pickup for an equipment violation near the intersection of Waubonsie Avenue and Western Avenue in Bartlett. The driver of the vehicle, 31-year-old Skip Skalick of Waverly, Nebraska, failed to yield to law enforcement and stopped his vehicle at a residence in Bartlett. Skalick was arrested for eluding, interference with official acts, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving without a license, and two vehicle equipment violations. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $3,155 bond. The Iowa State Patrol assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in handling that arrest. The Union County Sheriff's Office said Friday that a Creston man was arrested Thursday afternoon in Polk County on a Union County warrant. 53-year-old Kirby J. Conkler was taken into custody for revocation of pretrial release. Conkler was being held in the Polk County Jail on $2,000 bond. A traffic stop late last night in Montgomery County resulted in an arrest. Sheriff's officials say 47-year-old Lonnie Lee Vatava of Clearfield was arrested at around 10:20 p.m. after he was pulled over on Highway 34 in Red Oak. Vatava was charged with OWI first offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. A Council Bluffs woman convicted of fatally stabbing her former boyfriend has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. The Daily Nonpareil reports a judge Friday sentenced 47-year-old Jody Sherman in the July 2014 death of 52-year-old Douglas Richt. Sherman must also pay $150,000 in restitution. She was found guilty of second-degree murder in February after being accused of stabbing Richt in the throat during an argument. Richt died while en route to the hospital. Sherman's attorneys had argued that she's not guilty by reason of insanity. The judge rejected the insanity defense but dropped the charge down from first-degree murder. Police in Council Bluffs cited a man following an investigation into an incident at a bank Friday morning. At around 11:30 a.m., the Pott County Communications Center was contacted by an employee of American National Bank at 201 Bennett Avenue in Council Bluffs. The employee said that a man was at the counter repeatedly asking for money, but he didn't have an account with him. The employee said the man was acting erratically, but had not displayed any type of weapon. As officers were responding to the call, the 911 center received a hold-up alarm from the bank. The responding officers established a perimeter around the bank and regained contact with the employee inside, who said that the man was still at the front counter asking for money but still had not displayed any type of weapon. Officers then made entry into the bank lobby and detained the man without incident. While the man was being detained and searched for weapons, a folding knife with a blade in excess of 3 inches and a glass pipe used for smoking illegal narcotics was located in his pants pocket. The man was identified as 33-year-old Andrew Hasbrook of Council Bluffs. After interviewing the bank employees and witnesses, it was learned that Hasbrook had never demanded any money from them or threatened anyone with a weapon or violence if they didn't give him money. Detectives interviewed Hasbrook at the police station and determined that he was not a threat to himself or others. Hasbrook was issued a criminal citation for possession of drug paraphernalia and a criminal citation for carrying weapons. He was released after receiving the citations. Montgomery County woman faces more theft charges after her arrest on Friday. 39-year-old Janet Lynn Tarbox of Red Oak was arrested at her residence on 6 theft charges, including 1 count of theft in the third degree, 2 counts of theft in the fourth degree, and 3 counts of theft in the fifth degree. The charges stem from an ongoing investigation into alleged incidents of theft from her employer, who was not identified. Tarbox was previously arrested on multiple theft charges related to the same investigation, and more charges are expected to be filed as the investigation continues. The Red Oak Police Department says a Clarinda man was arrested Friday for failing to comply with the sex offender registry in Iowa. 54-year-old Jack Ray Steinspring was already being held in Montgomery County Jail on other charges and will be held on $5,000 bond for Page County. On Monday, we told you that Steinspring, who was originally arrested last Sunday, had been convicted in February of 1996 for sexual abuse in the second degree for an incident or incidents in Pottawatomie County involving a female under the age of 13. He was also convicted in December of 1980 in Nebraska for first-degree sexual abuse. Steinspring was wanted for failure to comply with the state sex offender registry, which is a Class D felony. He's had multiple violations of the registry since he was required to register in 2007. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors Friday approved an employment contract for a person selected by a committee to replace County Engineer Charles Marker. The board agreed to hire 53-year-old Charles Bechtold, who currently serves as the engineer for Osceola County in northwest Iowa. Bechtold's contract with Cass County will run from July the 1st of this year through June 30th of next year. With the option to renew his contract, he'll be paid $105,000. Charles Marker announced in February that he would be retiring as the Cass County engineer at the end of this June after serving for 17 years as the county engineer and a total of 25 years as an engineer in Iowa. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Edward C. Nelson, age 92, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Needham, age 57, who's formerly of the Oakland area, died Wednesday at Specialty Care at Omaha. Graveside services for Robert Needham will be today at 10:30 at the Fairview Cemetery west of Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gary Ely, age 73, of Griswold, died February 28th. A memorial gathering for Gary Ely will be today from 10:30 until 1 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Connie Cleaver, age 76, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in New York City. Graveside services for Connie Cleaver will be today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. J.R. Betts, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Memorial services for J.R. Betts will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. James Buzz H. Cavanaugh, Jr., age 74, of Hamlin, died April 9th at the Audubon County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial gathering for James Buzz Cavanaugh, Jr. will be held on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Agra Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ethel Eukin, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Ethel Eukin will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lila Benkin, age 72, of Messina, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Lila Benkin will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Marge Porter, age 93, of Greenfield, died March the 30th at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Marge Porter will be held on May the 7th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.